Hookup culture. Something some people reap the benefits of while most don't. Hookups can range from a makeout session to full-on sex, and the point is to get all of the pleasure and none of the commitment. But from what I have gathered, pleasure is usually the least of it, and things like loneliness, shame, anxiety is the most of it. As it says in Lisa Wade's American Hookup, quote, "Hookup culture is an occupying force, coercive and omnipresent. For those who love it, it's all sunshine. But it isn't for everyone. Deep in the fog, students often feel dreary, confused, helpless. Many behave in ways they don't like. Others hurt people unwillingly and consent to sexual activity they don't desire." So, where did this all stem from? Why does it promote rape culture and end up hurting women? Let's learn more about it. The Scholars Strategy Network wrote an article about the development of hookup culture, and it turns out that it dates back to the 1920s, in which young people, for the first time in the United States, were able to routinely socialize in mixed sex groups without adult supervision. College attendance also became accessible to many more and gave way to the new youth culture. Still dominated by white men, the fraternity men of college set the college social scene, which according to the article was irreverent, raucous, and fun-oriented, and very soon, college was linked to those same ideas. However, the Great Depression and World War II pumped the brakes on being young and carefree and reverted the relationship culture to steady, long-term, and monogamous, as the war resulted in many young men dying. But this idea was short-lived for young people, and by the 1960s, they wanted to remain unattached. Gay men in urban enclaves set the scene for the idea of casual sex, but the AIDS infection slowed down the flow of hookup culture into the youth mainstream. It was when the popular movie Animal House set the example for what college fun should be in 1978. Set at college at a rambunctious fraternity home, you can imagine the message that was being portrayed in the movie. Subsequently, alcohol companies saw their opportunity and used it to advertise beer and liquor as a necessity in college life. In 1984, the government pressured states to raise the legal drinking age from 18 to 21, and in turn, college parties were increasingly held by fraternities who lived in private residences where they could break liquor laws without consequence. And just like that, fraternities dominated social life and still do to this day. The social and sexual norms experienced in college today stem from both media portrayals of college and the toxic environment of fraternities, leaving no room for respect, meaningful connections, or basic human decency. Today, we have social media, which no doubt has perpetuated hookup culture even further by making it easier than ever to talk to someone and meet up with them without ever talking to them in person. People are able to look at someone's profile on, let's say, Tinder and meet with them within the hour, especially if on a college campus. I would not say that that has changed the party-oriented way of hooking up, rather, is given the practice a new platform. People outside of college are able to participate and do, yet the spread of hookup culture has a darker side to its coin, being rape culture. Rape culture is especially prevalent in college because hookup culture calls for a certain private interaction that leaves people vulnerable to sexual predation. 21% of college women have been victims of either attempted or completed sexual assault. This makes us wonder why this happens. One idea that is proposed in Lisa Wade's American Hookup is that in heterosexual hookup culture, men are put as the dominant figure, while women are put as vulnerable ones. Wade explains, quote, "Hooking up catalyzes sexual aggression among otherwise non-aggressive men, offering camouflage to genuine predators." Essentially, Wade sheds light on the fact that hookup culture and rape culture are very hard to separate due to the characteristics of a college hookup. Men are encouraged to act cruelly, without emotion, with only sex in mind. This often creates an environment in which the woman is treated as a sex toy rather than a human being, and women are also taught to normalize this too. At every college party, sex is what is on everyone's mind. Men go in looking for the sexiest woman while women are dressing and dancing in hopes of being picked by one of the male onlookers. Usually in a college function, women and men get drunk at the party and then engage in provocative dancing, and then the men start publicly touching the women. And then subsequently, the men would pull the woman into a secluded area to eventually have sex. This is especially problematic because both parties are drunk. And according to an article by Elite Daily, alcohol is the most commonly used date rape drug on college campuses. Hookups are used as a camouflage for sexual assault, and the worst part is that the behavior is completely normalized. Wade says, quote, "Peers will think you're cool if you can get sexual access to certain kinds of people. Coercion, manipulation, taking advantage of situations are all things in hookup culture that men are encouraged to do. Some men who would otherwise never behave like that might find themselves prompted. Hookup culture is yet another example of a system designed to benefit primarily white, good-looking, heterosexual men, and with that, they're able to move very freely within their system. They face no real consequences due to their race, their sexual preference is centered, the demographics are in their favor, and partying is their top activity of choice." Hooking up is disproportionately unenjoyable by women due to the collective goal of male enjoyment combined with anti-relationship sentiment built by college students. This too often leaves women feeling ashamed, desperate for validation, used, and a lot of the time like they had been violated. To get a better grasp on how women feel about hookup culture, here are some bits from YouTube.
Where they're supposed to signal physical receptiveness, that they're open to these interactions to men, while also avoiding the stigma of what happens if they actually are open to these interactions. So it seems that a lot of women's choices comes down not to what they prefer, but what seems like it'll cost them less. Also, the fact that commitment is associated with femininity and feminine desires, while detachment and non-emotionality are associated with masculinity, raises questions about who Captain Cook culture is actually designed to benefit. If women tend to prefer commitment and men tend to prefer casual relationships, and the culture is primarily based up of casual relationships, I wonder who the culture is for. Another major issue is...
So, what's your...
I honestly hate it.
You hate it?
Yeah. I was talking about this with my mom literally yesterday, about how I wish that our generation dated. I think it's so dumb, hookup culture.
Women tend to downplay their physical interactions so that they're not labeled something bad. Men tend to hype up their own interactions so that they are seen as more masculine and more dominant. They do this either by avoiding direct questions about their casual relationships or actually exaggerating their interactions. This exaggeration leads to a culture where men are just talking about their relationships with women in order to boost their own social status. This male assertion of masculinity perpetuates a cycle of female objectification.
In conclusion, I can safely say that hookup culture does more harm than good, and may be the leading cause of sexual assault on campus. The more I learn, the more I see how much American culture is a driving force behind hooking up. Aspects such as sexism, victim blaming, slut-shaming, toxic masculinity, and many more cause hookup culture to be dangerous, both mentally and physically. There are some benefits, but those benefits only come to a certain type of person, one that fits the beauty standard, mostly one that is white, straight, and a man. The next question would be, how do we make hooking up something that is enjoyable for everyone who wants to participate in it? The first thing that comes to mind is dismantling the toxic hierarchy of the college social scene, but we would definitely have to start smaller. Thank you for listening.